Blog Talk Radio.
Humans did not evolve with the capability to understand their reality because it was not important to their survival. Scott Adams. After midnight, a circuit of the suburban stretch, an immaculate lawn of half-trimmed green just outside a two-story house. Upon it, the books fell, a cornucopia of collisions, soft, hard, and roly-poly, burying the surface alive. The firemen, in their flame-proof pants, jackets, and helmets, with number 451 emblazoned in red, eyed the heap of paperbacks and hardcovers, classics and contemporary. Fire Chief Beatty, their senior and high command, issued his order. Hose! Heretics were now sufficiently basted in kerosene from the firemen's great long python hoses. Montag! Guy Montag, 5'8" and frumpy, stood alert beside his boss. Chief? Do the honors. Yes, sir. Rejoining his team, Guy watched the flapping pigeon-winged pages go up in sparkling whirls and grin the fierce grin of all men singed and driven back by flame. It was a pleasure to burn. Phoenix Productions and Intersight Freedom Radio presents the Act 1, Episode 1 of Fahrenheit 451. Radio play adaption by Tim Polipiuk. Performed by Tim Polipiuk. Based on a novel by Ray Bradbury. Music for today's episode will be provided by The Gentleman Losers and Gorillaz. After drying himself in the linoleum expanse of the fireman's of the fire hall's top floor bathroom shower room, Guy donned his underclothes, socks, and uniform. In front of the mirror, above the row of chrome sinks, he felt and caressed the face now clear of the ashes of the dead. That minstrel smile remained, burnt, corked. That familiar jingle emanated from the framed mini LCD television attached at eye level next to the paper towel dispenser, where Guy watched images of a two-story Victorian structure, an extravagantly manicured landscape, being touted with sweeping camera shots and peeks into the homely interior. The future is always reflected in the homes we reside in, and this newly available piece makes a fine mirror. For only $20,000, you can expect a prestigious package typically out of range of the average income bracket. Spacious, quaint, and fully equipped with the latest in interior central heating, coziness and peace are available at your disposal. There is also room for flexibility, so if you are looking to raise a family, rest assured this model will fit those needs. To complete the picture, construction codes adhere to all fireproofing standards with twice the protection power compared to leading insulation. Remember, we are future abodes. There's no place like home, even in the future. Call now or visit www.futureabodes.com. No place like home. Guy stood in the lavish glitter and shiny brass colors of the fire hall recreation room. His co-workers, Bruce, brawny African-American, and Alan, average Asian-American, rested comfortably in the dark brown leather couch, facing the monolith television against the right wall. Four large rectangular screens attached to each other and broadcasting a reality TV program called Dog Bites Man. Fire Chief Beatty sat at the poker table in the upper left corner of the room, smoking his black-brown Claudio Cavicci pipe under the glare of the green linen ceiling lamp. Bruce peered over the couch top to Guy.
Hey, Guy. You're just in time. Care to join us?
No, thanks. I'm fine over here. It's a rerun anyway.
Suit yourself.
Bruce turned back and reclined with a stretch of both arms. All right, Cue Dog Bites Man program theme return version, fade in title sequence, and logo. Announcer, go! We now return to Dog Bites Man. All right, fade the music and image out. Okay, all right. All right, fade in, medium shot, camera, police officers and firemen in front of bedroom walk-in closet. Book person is inside it. Stand off. Bring up tension music once police officer speaks. Sir, this is your last chance. Come out. No. You're not. You have no right. I won't. Okay, cut the testimonial shot. Alan, fireman, speaking directly to the viewer. Remember, add the echo effect and emphasize, send in the hound. And no matter what the police tried, that book person continued playing stubborn. So our chief decided to send in the hound. Good. Cut the high exterior shot. Outside house, Bruce and Guy returning to their fire truck. Speed up footage, then slow it down once they get that cage out. Go! Okay, cut the testimonial shot. Alan speaking directly to the viewer. When all else fails, our hound succeeds. Right, back to low angle shot, facing cage where Guy and Alan unlock and open it. Oh, okay. Yeah, we've already got that. All right, hold on that view there with the gate cage open. Right. Okay, get ready. The hound's going to come out. Now. Okay. All right, hold on that view, Upstairs into bedroom, hound bashes closet repeatedly with snout and head like a bull. Okay, I surrender. Make it stop, please. Okay, high exterior shot. Police are leading book person out in handcuffs. Again, speed footage up as they reach the patrol car. Cue the happy music. And we got the happy music here. Come on, cue the happy music, folks. Folks, let's do this. Okay, again, good. All right, cue montage. Books dumped on lawn, hatchets and axes cutting through walls, glass shattering, firemen dousing books in kerosene, then lighting pile on fire. And go. Okay, cut the testimonial. Guy Montag, fireman, addressing viewer.
That's the fireman's life. Monday, burn Malay. Wednesday, Whitman. Friday, Faulkner. And burn them all to ashes. Then burn the ashes.
Okay, go to credit screen. Roll credits. Okay, cue announcer.
Dog Bites Man is a collaborative effort between fire departments across the nation, and this show's crew here at the Infernal Channel, IC, sponsored by our honorable government and generous corporate donations.
Alan turned from his position on the couch and pumped a fist up and up in ovation for Guy.
All right, Guy. You're still a star.
Thanks, pal. As Montag approached the sliding pole, Fire Chief Beatty's carefully locked eyes sidled from the monolith screens towards him. You off now, Montag?
Yes, Chief.
See you tomorrow, then?
Right, yeah, bright and ripe.
Hey, see ya, Bruce and Alan. I'm punching out.
Yeah, so long.
Sleep tight. Guy Montag resumed his humming as he headed through the fire hall garage and out the door into the night. After door and out the door into the night. Underground, the subway car slid down its lubricated flue in the earth. Guy Montag sat in a row of chairs at the right, facing out to the other ones across the aisle. Leaning back in merriment, watching the looping, flashing animated advertisements along the slanted attachment above. Other passengers fiddling with their portable devices and bars of soap, listening to music pumped via their little seashells in their ears, and watching videos they obtained online. Send in the hound.
Huh? What?
Send in the hound. A little boy in one of the chairs on the left aisle across, kindergarten age, stared open-eyed, smiling at Guy, his portable device right side up in his lap, finger tapping on stilled video footage of Guy from Dog Bites Man. Send in the hound. Send in the hound. Go, Montag, go! Beside the boy, his mother mimicked his mannerisms to the letter. Go, go!
Okay. Send in the hound.
The mother and child returned to watching their device while Guy reclined and resumed his humming. Meanwhile, near his right, on a plexiglass barrier separating the chair row, a framed LCD monitor broadcasted the latest news report read by a formally dressed anchorman. A standoff between this country and the dictatorship nation. Government officials predict swift military action as the only course and declaration of war inevitable. More details as this story develops. And in local news, representatives at Spark Song Electric are reminding residents to expect another round of rolling blackouts to ease pressure on the grid. The following areas affected this evening will be... Fade in, shameful trends title. Start music. Okay, cue announcer. And now it's time for shameful trends, a brief look at the latest pop culture failings. And here's Janice Reen. Okay, crossfade to Janice Reen and digital projection of the generic TV set now.
Hello! Thank you for joining us to remember and ridicule another past trend in pop culture as voted by you, the viewer, in our internet poll. And results are in now for the latest. All right. Shall we have a drum roll, please, with this? And our trend for today under the chopping knife is... Go on, drum roll!
Okay, box picture of red book with chapter stop sticking out. Upper left portion of screen. Yeah, I agree. A total fail. Once for snobs, their appeal grew to regular folk, until everyone and their child were under the toxic spell of this crap, from schoolrooms to bedrooms. Well, thank God we came to our senses and realized we were played for such suckers, huh? Okay, switch picture to smiling fireman, helmet off, giving thumbs up, upper left portion of screen. And like you, viewer, I'm grateful for our men in uniform doing their duty in toasting these things to an extra crisp. Okay, Janice, look at the upper left and oogle. Become infatuated. So hot. Oh. Great. Remove box. Start title music again. And in the background, and look at the camera, Janice. Remember, address the viewer, and go. Well, and that has been today's shameful trend. And remember to vote online at our website, www.shameful.com, or on our social media pages, and submit your vote on what piece of crap deserves this honor. I'm Janice Reen. Toodaloo! Okay, crossfade to title screen, increase music volume to foreground, then end there with a fade to black. Episode 1, in Act 1 of Fahrenheit 451, has been brought to you by Phoenix Productions and Innersight Freedom Radio. Radio Serial Play by Tim Polipiuk, performed by Tim Polipiuk, based on a novel by Ray Bradbury. Music for today's episode was provided by The Gentlemen Losers and Gorillaz. If you wish to hear the original version of this radio play, please visit the NaturallyAutistic.com Anchor Radio Shows section under Film, Television, and Radio from the Media option in their site, where they will be broadcasting years' worth of archival Anchor World Radio material, including their old show Radio Drama, concepts by Leonora Gregory Kalura and formerly hosted by Tim Polipiuk. Thank you. Please stay tuned for episode 2, coming soon. Goodbye.